Welcome to Modal Color for Darker Tracks Masterclass using Arrangement View. This one's for intermediate Ableton producers making drum and bass who already know how to get a beat and a bass going, but want that next level darkness that feels intentional, not cheesy. Because here's the truth. Dark DNB isn't just minor key plus a res. The real weight comes from modal color. Tiny changes in note choice that feel like the lighting in the room just shifted. Same groove, same key center, but suddenly the air feels colder. Today we're building a 64 to 96 bar arrangement at 170 to 175 BPM, and we're doing it in Arrangement View on purpose. Not because Session View is bad, but because modal color works best when you can plan tension like a story. Tease, reveal, resolve. We'll write a two-bar motif that loops hard, a bass line that supports it without messing up your sub, and we'll map where the dark switch happens across the arrangement. All right, open Ableton Live. Step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Make a few tracks. Drums, bass, music pads or stabs, music lead or texture, and an FX or Atmos track. Then switch to Arrangement View, and set your loop brace to 8 bars for now. The goal is to build a small idea that can expand into a full arrangement, without losing its identity. Now step 1. Pick a tonic and design a dark modal palette. Choose a key center that sits well with bass. F, F sharp. G, A-thes are popular for a reason. They feel weighty and controlled in DNB. We'll use F sharp as our example. Here's the move. Instead of changing keys, we're going to use two modes that share the same tonic. Think of Aeolian as home, and Phrygian as menace. Same home note, different emotional gravity. F sharp Aeolian, natural minor, is F sharp, G sharp, A, B, C sharp, D, E. F sharp Phrygian is F sharp, G natural, A, B, C sharp, D, E. So the only difference is G sharp versus G natural. And that one note, that's your dark switch. That's the difference between brooding and AO. Coach note here. Treat mode like a lighting hue, not a key change. Keep your anchor tones consistent so the listener feels the same home. Your anchors can be something like F sharp, C sharp, and E. Then you decorate around them. When you introduce G natural, it reads as design tension against the anchors, not a random wrong note. Step 2. Build a scale safety rail. On your pads or stabs MIDI track, drop Ableton's scale MIDI effect. Set the bass to F sharp. If your version has Phrygian in the list, great. If not, start with minor, meaning Aeolian, and we'll manually introduce G natural when we want that Phrygian color. This is important. The scale device isn't here to make you lazy. It's here to let you experiment fast without constantly second-guessing. Later, you can bypass it when you want intentional wrong notes. Step 3. Write a dark 2-bar stab or pad motif that's modal-ready. Let's do a quick stock sound. Load Waveatable. Pick a sawish basic shape on oscillator 1. Add oscillator 2 with a little detune or a slightly different Waveatable for thickness. Use unison lightly, 2 to 4 voices, around 10 to 25% amount. Then low pass filter it. If it's a pad, cutoff might be 300 to 1.5k depending on how bright you want it. If it's a stab, you can go a bit brighter but keep it controlled. Envelope. For a pad, give it a small attack, like 20 to 60 milliseconds, and a release of 300 to 900 milliseconds. For a stab, make it more percussive. Very fast attack, medium decay, shorter release. Now add a simple chain, saturator with soft clip-on, drive 2 to 6 dB. Auto filter with gentle movement, like an LFO rate at 1/8 or 1/4, but with a small amount. Echo set to something like 1/8 dotted with low feedback, and keep it mono-friendly, so ping-pong off. Then utility, if you need to mono the lows below around 120 Hz. Now MIDI. 2 bars. Keep it simple, loopable, and tight in register. Try this shape in F-sharp Aeolian. Bar 1. Hit F-sharp, then A, then E. Bar 2. B, then C-sharp, then resolve to F-sharp. Don't overvoice it like a big cinematic chord progression. DNB likes that hypnotic loop with purpose. Keep it in a tight mid-range, maybe centered around F sharp 2 to F sharp 4 depending on the sound. Now make it modal ready. Put one moment in the motif where you can swap G sharp to G natural. Maybe a passing tone, maybe a top note. The point is that later, you'll duplicate the clip and change only that note. That's how you get evolution without breaking the vibe. Extra coach tip. Use register as storytelling. Put your modal spice higher than your chord body. Keep the stab's main weight around F sharp 2 to F sharp 3, but put the G natural moment as a top note, like a round G4, or as a quick grace note. Higher dissonance reads clearly and stays out of the mud. Step 4. Bass line that supports modal shifts without fighting the sub. The rule. Keep the sub stable. Put the modal spice in the mids. Make a bass group with two layers. Sub layer. Operator. Sine wave. Mono. Keep it clean. Mostly play F sharp. You can occasionally touch E or D for movement, but don't get fancy. The sub's job is to tell the listener where home is, no matter what color you throw on top. Mid bass layer. Wave eatable or operator with a more complex waveform, filtered and focused in the 200 Hz to 2 kHz region. That's where the modal stuff can show up, because it will actually be audible on real systems without wrecking the sub. On the bass group, at EQ8 to clean, saturator with drive maybe 3 to 8 dB soft clip on, glue compressor doing just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, and utility to mono below 120 Hz. Now the bass MIDI. Write a rolling two-bar rhythm that talks to the drums. And here's the classic DNB tip. Be careful with heavy bass hits right on the snare, beats 2 and 4. Unless you want that slam, it often makes the groove feel clogged. Use syncopation, pickups into the snare, little gaps after the kick, that kind of conversation. For modal interest, keep the sub on F sharp, and if you want the dark switch, do it in the mid bass top notes. Swap G sharp to G natural only in key moments. Short. Intentional. Step 5. Map modal tension across the arrangement in arrangement view. This is where it becomes a masterclass and not just a loop. Set locators. Make it obvious. Intro. Build. Drop 1. Mid. Drop 2. Outro. Now a solid template. Intro. Stable Aeolian. Filtered pad. Atmos. Hint the motif but don't show the full teeth. Build. Bring in stabs and bass rhythm lightly. This is where you can tease G natural once. One time. Like a warning sign. Drop 1. Full drums and bass. Mostly Aeolian. Then toward the end of the phrase, add the Phrygian B2, that G natural, maybe in bar 8 of a drop phrase. That makes it feel like the floor tilts for a second. Mid or break, strip drums. And now you're allowed to lean into Phrygian more openly. Make the listener sit in the discomfort. Drop 2. Return to Aeolian as home, but use more frequent Phrygian moments. Plus slightly heavier automation and density. Here's a powerful way to work fast. The two-clip morph method. Make two MIDI clips for your stabs. Clip A is your Aeolian safe version. Clip B is identical rhythm, but you swap one or two notes, like G sharp to G natural. Then in arrangement view, alternate them every 4 or 8 bars. This gives you instant phrase logic without rewriting your whole part. Coach note, timing makes the B2 feel designed. If G natural lands on the downbeat constantly, it stops being scary and just becomes the scale. Try placing it as the last 1/8 or 1/16 before the snare, like it's pulling you into impact. Or put it on the last beat of bar 4 or bar 8 as punctuation. Step 6. Modal interchange trick. Borrow one note, not a new chord. This is the discipline move. Keep 90% of your notes Aeolian. Then choose one color note from another mode. Most of the time in dark DNB, that's B2 from Phrygian, G natural. If you're advanced and careful, you can flirt with harmonic minors raised 7, like E-sharp and F-sharp harmonic minor. But seriously, use it like spice, not the main dish. Use the color note as a passing 1/8 note, a stab top note, a pitch bend target in a lead, or even a riser melody. The track stays functional, but the listener feels the shadow move. Step 7. Lead or texture that signals mode without clutter. Add a lead using operator. Simple waveform, saw or square, with a low-pass filter, fast attack, short decay. Add a tiny bit of redux for grit, then write a one-bar hook that lands on tension. For example, end the phrase on G natural, then resolve to F sharp. That is such a classic dark move because it's not a whole new progression. It's just gravity snapping back to home. Add auto pan at 1/8 or 1/4 for movement, but control the width. You want motion, not a stereo mess. Step 8. Automation moves that make dark mode hit harder. This is where arrangement view shines. On pads or stabs, automate auto filter cutoff to open slightly into the drops. Automate echo dry slash wet so it rises and fills and then pulls back on impact. In drop 2, maybe add 1 or 2 dB of saturator dry for a little more bite. On bass, automate the mid-layer filter so it opens only on phrase ends, not constantly. That way, the aggression feels like it's breathing. On your pre-master or master, keep it subtle. But you can automate utility gain, for example, pull down 0.5 dB in the breakdown, then back to 0 at the drop. That creates perceived impact without destroying your headroom. And one more advanced sound design trick, make the B2 audible without turning up the whole synth. After your stab chain, use EQ8, create a narrow bell in the area where your G natural lives, often somewhere around 700 Hz to 2000 Hz depending on octave and sound. Then automate that bell boost only when the B2 happens. It's like spotlighting the scary note for half a second. Step 9. Keep harmony out of the way of the snare. Dark DNB snares usually have body around 180 to 250 Hz and crack around 2 to 5 kHz. Pads and stabs can easily mask that. So on the pads or stabs, high pass around 120 to 250 Hz. If it's fighting the snare body, dip around 200 Hz. If the stab is too wide, pull utility width down to somewhere like 70 to 100% and keep subs mono. Quick intention check, and this is a killer habit. Mute the drums and loop only pads plus bass for 10 seconds. If you still feel F sharp as home, your modal color is controlled. If it feels like the whole track modulated somewhere else, you use too many non-anchor notes, or your B2 is too long, shorten it. Make it an event. Common mistakes to avoid as you build this. Don't go full jazz with chord changes. DNB needs loop power. Small shifts, not constant progression. Don't put modal tension in the sub. Sub is stability. Spice is mids and highs. Don't overuse the Phrygian B2. If it's always there, it stops being scary. Don't skip the arrangement plan. Modal color only really hits when it's scheduled. Tease, reveal, resolve, and don't let pads mask drums. High pass, side chain if needed, keep your transients clean. Now let's lock it in with a mini exercise. Pick a tonic, F sharp, G, or A. Write a two-bar stab motif in Aeolian. Duplicate it and change one note, introducing the B2 for Phrygian flavor. In arrangement view, place the Aeolian version in drop 1. Put the Phrygian tinted version in the last two bars before a drop, or in the mid-break. Add a simple sub that plays mostly the root. Bounce a quick 32 bars, build into drop, and ask yourself, does the B2 moment feel like tension, and does it resolve cleanly back to the tonic? Optional but effective. Automate a filter opening right on the Phrygian moments so it feels like the darkness steps forward. Recap to close. Modal color is the secret weapon. One note can change the whole mood. Use Aeolian as home. Borrow Phrygian's B2 for menace, and occasionally add other flavors carefully. Keep the sub stable. Keep the spice in mids and highs. Plan your tension in arrangement view. Tease, reveal, resolve. This audio version is shortened for playback.